Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply and Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange in Buffalo. It's your Monday morning. James and Julie, good Monday.
Good morning.
Morning.
Coming off a busy weekend.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
Very busy, but fun.
Yes. Check out Clint Wood's photos online of a lot of activity going on that happened over the weekend at shredamedia.com.
He was everywhere.
He was.
Mm-hmm.
Today, date book, history, Wyoming. Let's see.
What here. Exciting thing happened today?
What exciting thing happened? Yeah, actually, in 1885, we'll just do a little bit of weekend recap, too. In 1885, the Northern Pacific is making preparations all along their line for the shipment this season of a large number of beef cattle to eastern markets than ever before known in the history of that railway.
They rode on that rail?
They'd put the beef cattle.
Wow, that's a long trip.
And send them back east. That was on Saturday. Yesterday, Sunday, 1885, the Post Hospital opens up at Fort Fetterman.
Fort Fetterman?
Yes.
Wow.
On this date in 1885. Post Hospital. And today, 1925, contract awarded for construction of the Guernsey Dam. I like it. See, there was a little bit more excitement, a few more things going on, right? Looking at the date book here on this May 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th. Thank you.
Star Wars Day, probably.
Star Wars Day. Do I have some of that trivia? I got some of that. Got all kinds of things.
That's a question for you.
I know it's a question for me. I'm hoping to answer it on my own, but I don't know
anyway,
if I will or not. Yeah.
No.
Back at the home front here. The lightsaber hum, the distinctive hum of a lightsaber was created by combining the sound of idling interlocking film projectors with the interference caused by a broken microphone cable being brought near the back of the old television tube. That's how they came up with that lightsaber. I mean, this is random stuff, how they came up with these sounds. Darth Vader breathing to create the heavy mechanical breathing of the Sith Lord.
Mm-hmm.
They placed a small microphone inside the regulator of a scuba diving tank and recorded himself breathing through it in various patterns.
That makes sense. I can see that.
You can hear that.
I think.
Yeah. The Chewbacca's voice.
Mm-hmm.
They made a sound sandwich made of recordings of bears, walruses, lions, and badgers. Different animals were used to convey different emotions. A sick walrus provided the inspiration for some of Chewie's more mournful moans. Wow.
Hmm.
The blaster bolt.
Wait. I wonder, like.
wait.
Where do you go? Let's hear what a sick walrus sounds like. Who records a sick walrus and then you have it on file somewhere for someone to use?
There's a job that is like specifically made for doing that stuff. I can't think of the name. Me and Grant were talking about this the other day. But they're essentially just going around and like
random sounds.
Making random sounds and being like, oh, this sounds like it could be this. Let's do this. So they do it all the time in movies and in video games too. Can't think of the name of them.
The Tuscan Raider yell.
Mm-hmm.
I bet your aunt knows. I bet Jill knows.
Everybody knows the Tuscan Raider yell.
She's probably yelling at the radio right now. The Tuscan Raider yell, the terrifying cry of the sand people, was created by pitch shifting and looping the sound of braying mules. Then by layering the recorders, they gave the raiders a primal non-human quality.
Wow, that's impressive.
I know. And one more here. The speeder bike chase. The sound of the speeder bikes, a mix of a P-51 Mustang fighter plane and a North American F-86 Sabre combined with a recorded hum of a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
A Foley artist. That's the name of it. It's a Foley artist.
A Foley artist.
What they're called. Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that just random sounds like that? Yeah. You just don't realize that.
Like, they put a lot of thought into what these things would sound like.
That's what I'm saying. Usually the Foley artist people, they're just like, oh, I could do something with that. And they're hearing, like, you know,
right,
and an exhaust or something like that. And I could turn that into something.
And if I had
no prior like need to do anything, like that's a retirement job for me where I'm like, oh, I'd do that all day.
That'd be a great retirement job.
Yeah, walk around and record sounds and be like, oh, I could make something out of this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it'd be fun.
Want some?
You would then be reevaluating every sound you ever heard.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's just cool.
Yeah. You.
Every sound you heard, you'd be like, could I use this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You'd be taking a whole different approach to sounds. Interesting. On this date, 1626, excuse me, Dutch explorer Peter Minuit landed on what is now Manhattan. On this date, in 1886, the gramophone, the first practical phonograph, is patented.
Cool.
1927, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences was founded on this date.
Very cool.
1968, I've seen the video of this. Steppenwolf performed Born to Be Wild on American Bandstand. Remember American Bandstand?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, Saturday morning,
Dick
man.
Dick Clark,
American Band. My cousin, when we were growing up, they were going on vacation back in L.A., and she got on American Bandstand, and we saw her
on TV. Fun.
I know. It was way cool.
Her 15 minutes of fame.
15 minutes of fame. I know, right? American Bandstand.
Well, I bet there was a long line of people, too. Like,
that had
sure you had to try out.
Yeah. I love it. Today's candied orange peel day. When's the last time you had one of those?
A long time ago.
Wait.
I've only had them like once or twice.
Candied orange peel?
Yeah.
Candied orange peel.
Wait a minute, James. You haven't had one?
No. I don't want the orange peel of any. I don't want any type of orange peel.
Okay, Julie, we got to buy some for him.
Yeah.
Just like I brought animal crackers in.
The worst part of the orange.
Next time I go to the store,
you'll like it, I bet.
Let's try to find some orange peel.
Right. It's candied. Basically anything candied, I'm probably going to like.
You'll like those.
Good bet.
It's a little sweet and savory sour.
Yes. Agreed.
I remember orange peel just being tart.
These, James.
Well, they're candied, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You'll like that. Today is...
They use the whole orange, I guess.
No.
No. It's just a... You wouldn't want to eat the whole thing.
No, just the peel. The orange peel.
Can I just have the orange?
They let's
the
orange wrap part? It up like a Fabergé.
I'll just have the candied orange.
You got to eat the whole thing.
It's orange juice day, too.
Okay, sure.
Which kind of makes sense, right? Weather beater day.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I have no idea.
Are they talking about like the clothing
sure
type? Oh, that's a windbreaker. No, different thing.
I don't know. You have to Google it and say, what is weather beater?
You could come up with a jacket name for that.
Yeah, I know. What is weather beater day? I didn't look it up.
I don't know what a weather beater is. I mean, that's just another word for it, I guess.
Just put day in there, too, because then it'll, you know. James is he's got his trusty phone. He's got our Google man.
Information.
Over there to
gather.
To get everything for us. David Attenborough turns 100 this week.
Oh, really?
I know. Yeah, milestone. They're going to the English broadcaster, natural historian, writer, best known for Landmark wildlife documentaries.
Yes,
you've seen these. I know you've seen these.
I follow his page.
Life on Earth,
the hero.
Blue Planet Earth,
United Kingdom hero.
All those. I know.
British hero.
Yeah,
I think he has the. I think he was knighted. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I believe so too. Public broadcasters and partners around the globe are going to celebrate David's 100th birthday. May 8th is when he turns. Good for him.
Yeah, cool. That's great.
Still going, man.
I was going to say, still. Like, I think he's like partially retired now, but he does.
Yeah, but he's still active.
He still does
Remember, these, you're not going to see this anymore. Once in a while, I still see it, but I don't think we're not going to see it anymore. Ask Jeeves.
It shut down.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw that.
Yeah, 30 years. Ask Jeeves shut down on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
3 decades of operation.
They let the domain expire. So now you can go buy AskJeeves.com.
Yeah, it's actually Ask.com.
There
later
you go.
Branded Ask.com.
Yeah.
Allowed users to type in full questions to receive answers. Did not keep up with the times.
Mm-mm.
Guess
no.
what happened? Google and Yahoo surpassed them. Search engines. Yeah.
They hung around for a while.
I know. You always got to stay on your game, right?
I guess.
I'm going to read this story, and the reason being is because you're a twin, Julie.
Yes.
Yes, Jill, who works here with us. Julie and Jill. are twin sisters, right? Two twin sisters in the UK got the shock of their lives after a DNA test revealed they don't actually share the same father.
Whoa.
They were born minutes apart.
How's that possible?
They were born minutes apart, grew up believing they were typical twins, but decades later, tests showed they technically were half-sisters thanks to an extremely rare phenomenon where two eggs are fertilized from different men during the same cycle.
Whoops.
It's real. Incredibly rare. Experts say only a handful of these have ever been documented worldwide, but they said it's not going to change anything. But they do have different
dads. And there's a deeper story there between the moms.
It's not going to change anything?
Yeah.
Well,
there's questions.
Yeah, there's... they're going home to an awkward conversation.
Yeah.
To mom and dad.
That's probably fair to say, James.
Weatherbeater is like a brand, it looks like. That's what I was just,
a brand?
Yeah. It's, okay. I don't know.
All right.
I guess.
Okay. All right, let's do some trivia today. How many people say they regularly watch TV with their pet?
Well, yeah.
With their pet?
Is there a choice in that?
Yeah, 75%?
I mean, no, 21.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought mine are always hanging around.
Yeah.
They're not actually watching.
Does it mean they're literally, yeah, I guess the pets are, their eyes are on the screen?
You guys are like really going too deep into this question.
Yeah.
Wow. Are they watching
it's
with us?
It's just a simple question.
Maybe they're not, maybe they're too vague.
They're watching TV. That's all, man.
I've never watched TV
like
with my pet
here.
At all.
I've never watched.
Yeah.
You don't watch TV with Emilio?
No, I don't sit him. Yeah, I don't set Emilio up.
Emilio
like,
doesn't
right,
sit
watch.
Next to you watch TV.
Yeah.
Come on, buddy. You're going to like this.
You see this YouTube video? Let's check this out, dude.
All right. What simple activity can help reduce cravings?
Drinking water.
15-minute walk.
Oh.
That makes sense.
My cravings. You know what my cravings are?
Not to do the 15-minute walk?
9 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
and I'm not doing a 15-minute yeah. walk.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I'm
in
thinking
in January. Yeah. That's like a self-bundle.
Boy, I want some ice cream. Oh, yeah, heck. Exactly. You know, I'm going to go out for a walk
I've got my PJs on. I'm actually have ice cream in the bed. I'm not going to walk 15 minutes. How about that?
That's when my cravings hit. Yeah. No, I'm probably not going to do the 15-minute walk. yes. Let's see. Another trivia question for you today.
What if you go on the 15-minute walk and then you still have the cravings?
What if it's a treadmill?
Yeah.
Listen to YouTube.
Just put the...
it's Deep Monday.
Yeah.
You want to get into some deep trivia.
We're just questioning the trivia.
With Jack Handy.
15 minutes.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
James.
Uh-huh, yeah. Jack Handy, another fake name.
Oh, yeah. Hey, did you get
no,
HR
I didn't.
Pop?
I forgot.
We got to go. You're listening to KROE Sharon at 8 o'clock. But you're fine.